My name is Barbara Christiansen. I'm running for city council. I have been a professional communicator for 29 years. I covered American Fork City for the American Fork Citizen and the Daily Herald. Couldn't have been in the case, so that's bad. Anyway, sorry. I've done that. I've gone through the issues. I haven't just heard about them or read about them, but I have lived and breathed them. And there have been times when the city council members and the mayoral people have asked me some background questions, and this is where I feel my strong point is, that I can bring that knowledge that I've gained over 29 years to help my community. Now, I've retired. I'm not a newspaper reporter anymore, so I can be fair and not be pushing for one thing or another, which I didn't do before, but anyway, you have to be careful. I firmly believe that we should not take on additional debt that's not necessary or logical. I don't think we should. I firmly believe we should try and get out of debt as much as possible. Sometimes there's a reason to do that. So I don't think we should ever set parameters where we say absolutely nothing here or absolutely everything here. We have to be reasonable. We have to have common sense. As a communicator, I want to help other people communicate, and it goes both directions. I would like to start something to say communication with the residents so they can understand what the issues are and we can get their feelings. I want to do that on the city website, on Facebook, anything that we can do. Appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Okay, Barbara, I forgot my own mom's name once, so don't feel bad. Okay, I'm Stacy Carroll, and I'm running for city council. And I thought I would tell you I grew up in Utah County. I've lived in American Fork for 7.5 years now, and I truly love American Fork. I thought I should tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up in a family where public service was very important. My dad was the state legislator, the senator for this area for 26 years. And I continue to be in the past and in the future to talk to him and about different topics and being informed in things. I spent a lot of time sitting on the floor of the legislature and committee meetings and things like that. This directly informs my approach to government. I truly believe that the best approach is to be a collaborative problem solver. I have watched many people work and how they work, and the best people are the ones who are able to listen to others, take the ideas from others, and to work well with other people. For the 2.5 years ago, the mayor appointed me to the Park Tax Advisory Board. This is a board that works to provide, that takes the park tax money and provides it for the parks, arts, recreation, and culture. I was entrusted with almost $1 million just this year, almost $1 million to allocate towards parks, arts, recreation, and culture. And I'm really proud of the fact that this group of people, who is a diverse group who has differing ideas, and frankly, we disagree many times, they are all supporting me on my bid for city council, that they are all throwing their weight behind me. And I view that as an endorsement of my work ethic as well as my collaboration.
Real quick, I'm just gonna remind everybody to turn off their phones. Thanks, Barbara and Stacy. I can't forget my mother's name. She's sitting in the audience. Didn't go very well. My name is Kyle Barrett, and as you are aware of, I'm running for city council. A little bit about me. I was born, raised, and educated in American Fork. I'm a sixth generation American Forker. I'm all about American Fork. If I was elected, I would be actually the fourth generation public servant in my family. My father was the mayor on the city council. My great-grandfather was the city recorder and city councilman. And my great-great-grandfather was one of the first mayors in the early 1900s. little bit about my educational. I've actually obtained a bachelor's and a master's degree. My master's degree is in public state local government with an emphasis in, so it's in public administration with emphasis in state local policy. During that time, I was able to become very well informed about some of the issues facing American Fork, whether it be outsourcing, the proper role of government, debt, whether it be bonds. I also was able to analyze utility rates across the state of Utah. I was privileged to be able to analyze six different cities to see where our utility rates are. But probably the biggest thing that I find pride in American Fork, or I pride myself in, I guess you could say, is being informed. I've attended or watched 75% of the city council meetings over the last 4 years. I'm up to date on what's going on. I know what's taking place. I'm a listener. I want to find out what the answers are to the problems in American Fork. I love American Fork, and that's really the biggest reason I'm running, is because of my love of city and with the way I was raised. And just talk a lot of American Fork. So.
Good morning. My name is Doug Richards. Kind of go through some lines here. My motivation for running for council began with my father, Dr. Guy S. Richards. He single-handedly convinced the Utah State government to build the Utah State Train School, or the Development Center, in American Fork. Brigham City had already been selected, and he convinced them to change their mind and locate it here, combined with the dairy farm and other skills training, which led to the development of the amphitheater. My father, Dr. Guy A. Richards, as a young doctor, he conducted the first mass polio vaccination in Utah and one of the first in the United States here in American Fork. The line to get the polio vaccination on Sugar Cube was blocks long. He also converted our family station wagon into the first ambulance in American Fork. Before then, the hearse from Anderson Mortuary served as the hearse and as the ambulance. He personally bought and paid for the radios, for the first radios, and volunteered to be the ER doctor. One doctor, emergency room, and his car was car number one. He was a superintendent of the Utah State Training School. The emergency wing in the other part of the hospital was named and dedicated after him. He's on the Hall of Fame for both American Fork High School and the American Fork Hospital for his accomplishments and contributions. Also, the example set by my teachers. I was born and raised here at the Forbes, American Fork Junior High, and American Fork High School. I must also mention my other uncle, our uncle Dr. Larson from Lehigh. He was on the Alpine School Board, and he supported Lehigh like my parents supported American Fork.
I thought he was going to cheat me out of 3 seconds, but back on. I'm Jeff Schroeder. I'm currently in the city council. About 4.5 years ago, I thought, if I don't run, who's going to run? And if not now, when? So I went ahead and ran for city council. I enjoyed running for city council. I'm coming up my 40th anniversary for our wedding in November. Been married for 40 years. Have 4 children and 10 grandchildren. And they are a blast. They copy me and they do what I do, so I got to be really careful what I do. But I enjoy that. I enjoy working with the city council. And I love our mayor. Mayor Hatton's great. I lost my dad, my father-in-law, and my mother-in-law the last 3 years. And Mayor Hatfield, without exception, took the time to make sure that he knew that I knew that he cared about me and that I lost my parents. And I really appreciate that. I love the mayor. I ran because I did not want a bond. We always say, well, it's not a tax. Well, eventually it's a tax because somebody's got to pay for it. And I ran on that and wanted to be there. And I still want American Fork to be debt-free. I'd rather use our money that's paying for the debt services to pay for services. So I want to do that too. But I want to do it in a way that's logical and methodic and over time, not all at once where we have to really cause harm. So I would love to run, be the city council for the next 4 years. There are good candidates up here. I've met every one of them, and they're good people. We don't have any bad people running, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good morning, my name's Ernie John. I want to thank you for coming. Appreciate you taking your time this Saturday morning to sit in a boring political debate here. We will try and keep it less boring, but I grew up in southern Utah. I grew up on a farm, and I learned the value of hard work. And as part of that, when we moved to America for 15 years ago, one of the things we were looking for was how do we teach our kids hard work? And what we came up with was the American Fork Marching Band. So I've had a long history. Thank you. We've had a long history of public service, and I've been a band dad for 10 years here in American Fork, helping all my kids. And my kids aren't there anymore, but I continue because it's such a great group. I served 6 years on the community council for the junior high. I am current president of American Fork Metropolitan Water District, similar to Stacy, that we were appointed by the mayor and ratified by the city council to serve on that board. I'm current president and water master for American Fork Irrigation. I assisted Brad Frost in his fight for American Fork Canyon. I felt that was really important. I attended all those Board of Adjustment meetings and County Commission meetings. And that's kind of what led me to run here is we've got a great group of candidates, and I didn't know who we were going to have for candidates. So I threw my hat in the ring and wanted to, felt I had something to add to American Fork. And what I have to add is my knowledge of having lived in 11 states with my wife in 33 years of marriage and moving around and seeing a lot of different levels of service and a lot of different levels of taxation, and some of them were erroneous. They were horrible. And fortunately here in American Fork, we don't have that. I'd like to continue this community to be the way it is. It's a wonderful place to live. I love it. And our sense of community is so important to me. And our growth that we're going to face in the next 4 to 6 years is going to be a big part of keeping that community, and I hope I can help do that. Thank you.